I said dictation for Takia Hill, TKYA, Takia, HILL, date of birth is 6/20/97, date of accident 12/16/2021, and date of service is 7/1/2022. The patient reported that she's had a fracture of the right humerus, comminuted fracture, which was healed by conservative mechanism. And she has been operated and seen by the surgeons at the hospital, Sanegre. This occurred after the automobile accident. Largely, she is improving. The fracture is together. She has an appointment with the orthopedic surgeon in 10 days. The medications are helping her. She reports that the lidocaine patch has roughly helped her. She is unable to carry out job duties. She went to work only 2 hours. She could conduct the work due to the fracture pain. And I believe the orthopedic surgeon is going to look into it and provide another disability. Currently, her pain level is only between 2 to 5. ADLs are not gravely affected except for work, which is 8. General activity, 6. 50% improvement in the pain has been reported since the time of accident. In the system review, patient reports of neurology and psych headaches with panic, but nothing else. No vision disturbance, double vision, dizziness, vertigo. There are no loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, or poor work performance, or loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient has a shoulder stiffness on the right and mild upper back pain, shoulder pain. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is a trouble breathing and chest pain, but denies any asthma, coughing, shortness of breath. Most of the chest pain is now completely gone. And she also reports of pain being minimal unless she is doing some extraneous work. So there is a 50% improvement. And there are no changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is altering. Substance abuse, none. Compliance history, full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination is as follows. The patient has blood pressure of 132/81. Pulse is 76 and pulse ox is 100. Rest of the physical examinations from the previous visit of May 10, 2022, dictation number 0514-056. Plan of care is to continue physical therapy once a day, to continue neuropsych evaluation and treatment that she is doing already. Her MAPS were reviewed, new labs have been ordered, and she is currently continuing therapy 2 times a week with the work disability fully, as well as housework replacement, since she cannot carry out her home duties as well as work duties. Her medications are modified. I have discontinued Tylenol with codeine and Voltaren gel and Furoscix. And she'll continue on Celebrex, Lyrica, Tizanidine, Tramadol for pain, 100 milligram twice a day, Lunesta 1 milligram at night for sleep, and lidocaine patch only. She'll be seen in 30 days' time. So far, she is fairly stable. She should continue seeing the orthopedic surgeon, and based on that healing, further determination will be made. Thank you.